Your dad was John Keffer, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember him. He used to pick up milk cans from our place, pick up the milk cans and take them to the dairy processing plant in Norfolk.
Yeah, that was one of my joys as a little tot, was to ride along every now and then while I did that.
Was that right? Okay.
Yeah. So, do you know why T.J. Wenger moved from the Valley down here? What was the reason for it?
No, I guess I don't really know that. I don't know why.
And how come your dad left here and went back to Harrisonburg?
We moved to a bigger farm. Our farm in Fentress was about 80 acres, and the one in the Harrisonburg area was 200 acres. So, it was a bigger farm, better opportunity for farming.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you all moved?
It was 1957, so I would have been 19.
Hmm. Okay, so you...
Maybe just turning 18, probably 18. I think we moved probably in the summer, and then I would have been 19 in the fall of 1957.
Okay, because I think Wade and I were in the same class, and that would have been about right. I mean, from what I remember.
Yeah.
So, now, let's see, what else? I had some questions here. Well, if you were that old, then you were in the youth group then, right?
I was what?
You were going to literary by then, if you were that old? By the time you all moved?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite understand the question.
Were you in the youth group here before you moved? Going to literary?
Yeah, I think so. I wasn't very active, I don't believe.
Mm-hmm. You didn't, did you date anybody in the community here?
No, I did not.
What are some of your memories of the church in the community?
I remember Sunday, remembering going to church every Sunday and listening to Brother Bergie preach, or Brother Amos. I know that we went every. We never missed a Sunday that I remember.
Mm-hmm. When you started the school, had they built a new school then, or did you have some of it down in the old school?
I think my first year was probably at the old school. I'm not sure about the second year, but I'm pretty sure the first year was at the old school.
Who was in your class?
Okay, it was my first cousin, Lois Wenger, Annabelle Hobbs, Myla Lehman, Doris Mast.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you... Is Lois still living?
Who? Is he still living?
Lois.
My sister Lois?
Your cousin.
My first cousin.
Yeah.
My first cousin Lois, I think so. I believe she is.
Mm-hmm. What is your first memory? The youngest you are when you remember anything?
Jeez, I seem to have forgotten a lot of stuff. I met up with Thomas Nash about Tommy Nash about 12, 15 years ago, and we talked about stuff we had done, and he remembered a lot of stuff that I'd forgotten.
Uh-huh.
So it seemed like I've forgotten a lot of stuff that I don't remember. I was not a very healthy child. They thought I had diabetes, and I had to be on a no sugar diet. And I remember not being able to eat anything sweet. But I think it turned out that wasn't the case. I don't remember a whole lot of stuff about when I was. I remember my first day of school.
Mm-hmm.
It was a hurricane, my first day of school. I remember that.
Yeah, that would be memorable.
Yeah.
Do you remember Stanley Anderson?
Stanley Anderson?
Yeah, does that name ring any bells?
No, it doesn't.
He may have been a little bit older, and he was only here for about 2 years. He was a cousin.
Remember him.
Mm-hmm. When your grandfather moved down here, did they build the house up across from the school, or was that house already there?
I'm not sure about that.
Mm-hmm. How about the house you all lived in, where Homer Winger is now? Did your dad build that, or was that house already there?
I think he built it, but I'm not positive. Mm-hmm. I believe he did, but I'm not positive.
Is there a reason that he bought his own farm and moved up there rather than working with your dad, or I mean your grandfather? Or
I don't know. They seem to have a falling out. I think my dad worked on the farm for a while, and then I think he left and got married, and I think it was sort of my Uncle Roy took over at my grandfather's request, and I'm not quite sure all the details of why it happened, but I don't think it just seemed like my grandfather and father had sort of a falling out, and I'm not sure of all the details.
How did your dad meet your mother?
I believe she came down to Fentress to work for some family, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's what happened, but I'm not completely sure about that, but I believe she came down from Harrisonburg to work with the family in Fentress. I don't know which family.
Mm-hmm. Did she go to EMHS or Eastern Mennonite School?
No.
Okay.
Neither one of my parents finished high school.
What was your grandfather like? He died before I was born, so I didn't know him, but I heard lots of stories over the years.
Yeah, I don't remember too much about him. I remember going to visit at the house.
Mm-hmm.
I remember there were big walnut trees around the house where you could you know, you pick up walnuts and crack them open, but I remember it mainly to be inactive, like just sitting in his chair when I was visiting. I don't remember much else.
Mm-hmm. Did Ernest took over the farm or bought the farm from him because he was married to a daughter, is that correct?
Yes, he was married, Ernest was married to my aunt, which one was it, Etta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that house is gone now.
What, yes?
That house has been torn down.
What was it replaced by?
If you remember, there was a pit across the road from the school.
Yeah.
Well, that pit and Ernest's farm are now full of $900,000 houses.
Okay.
So it was developed as a community.
Yeah. Yeah, the pit was almost in front of the school, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it
wasn't the reason for the pit that they hauled the dirt out, that they needed the dirt to for expansion of the airport. Was that why the pit was there?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
And yes, they were supposed to go back and put in topsoil so it could be reused, but they never did, and so it just grew up and scrub pine and was. Everybody thought it was worthless until this developer came along and found out that the elevation was high enough that he could build houses there. So he did.
So they built houses in the pit?
In the pit. It's full of houses. Big houses.
Wow.
Close together. Who were your teachers at the school?
My first teacher was Earl Overholzer.
Mm-hmm.
And of course I had Amos later on as the last teacher.
What was your impression?
Pardon?
What was your impression of Amos?
He was a good teacher. He was a good teacher.
Had you graduated from high school by the time you all left?
Yes, from Mount Pleasant High School, yes, 10th grade.
Mm-hmm. What did you do for the 11th and 12th grades?
Okay, for the 11th grade, we took some standardized tests in Pennsylvania. Went up to Pennsylvania, took some standardized tests, and I scored high enough on the test that I was able to skip the 11th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 12th grade, I took an EMS, graduated from high school at EMS.
Did you go to college there too, or somewhere else?
Yeah, I took my first year of college and Eastern Illinois College, mm-hmm. my freshman year, and then I went to Virginia Tech, and I graduated from Virginia Tech in 1964 mm-hmm. with a degree in electrical engineering.
And that's what you did most of your life, electrical engineering?
Yeah. Yes, I worked for the federal government, and I retired from the federal government.
Mm-hmm. Where were you working? What area of the country?
In the metropolitan Washington D.C. area.
Mm-hmm. Are you still there?
Well, I'm halfway between Baltimore and Washington. Here in Annapolis, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, right now I'm in Florida. I have a condo in Florida that I'm at right now.
Well, that I've always considered doing that, and I've never quite gotten around to it. I've never had time.
Yeah, I've been coming to Florida for the sunny winters in Florida since about 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a motorhome that I travel around the country in, and then during the summer, and then stayed at campgrounds in Florida during the winter. And then in 2020, finally sold a motorhome and bought a condo here in Melbourne, Florida.
Mm-hmm. How many children do you have?
I have three sons.
What are they doing?
Okay, my oldest son is he's created several companies. He's retired. He's pretty much retired from his last company.
Uh huh.
But he was pretty successful in being the CEO of his last company. His last company got bought out by some venture capitalists in Baltimore.
What kind of company was it? What did it make?
It was a software development company.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't one of Wade's sons do that too?
Pardon?
Doesn't one of Wade's sons into computers and development also?
Yeah. His oldest one, yes.
And what?
My second son, Steve, he also has his own company, and it's a software company.
Mm-hmm.
My youngest is like an IT manager. He doesn't have his own company. He works for a company, but he's like an IT manager of a company.
Mm-hmm. And how did you meet your wife?
I met her at the I was at Virginia Tech, and Radford College was like a girls' college nearby, and I met her on a blind date.
Hmm. A blind date that worked out, huh?
Yes.
Did you stay in the Mennonite Church?
No, not really. Not really.
How about your brothers and sisters? Did any of them stay with the church?
Yeah, most of them did. Most of them did. Maybe my one brother, Ollie, did, but I would say the rest of them did.
Mm-hmm. Are all of them still living?
No. My brother Dave passed away in 2020, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother Ollie passed away last year.
Hmm. But Dorothy's still living?
Yes.
Where is she living?
She's in the Lancaster, Pennsylvania area. The adult home there in Lancaster, Lidditz.
Oh, okay. And Wade is out west somewhere, isn't it? Indiana or Illinois?
Yeah. Wade followed his kids, and he was in Indiana.
Mm-hmm. And your youngest brother is Norman, right?
Right. Yeah, he's about ready to retire. I'm not sure if he was. He started out working at the Farm Bureau. He was. He went to Madison University and studied accounting, and then he went to the Farm Bureau. It was his first job out of college, and he's been there ever since. He was CEO of the Farm Bureau in Harrisonburg.
Mm-hmm.
And then he became, became manager of a number of different Farm Bureaus throughout Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's about ready to retire. I'm not sure he's retired yet, but I think he's about ready.
And your sister Lois, where is she now?
She's in Harrisonburg. She's retired.
Mm-hmm. Did your dad stay with the farm and retire from the farming when he moved back to Harrisonburg?
He sold the farm before he retired. He sold it and then sort of went into a little bit of real estate and bought houses and sold them.
Mm-hmm.
He did better at that. He did a lot better at that than he did at farming.
I can believe that. Farming is a little bit fraught. In fact, there's nobody that farms in the church here now except one fella is still farming. Everybody else is out of it, doing something else.
Who is that?
Did you know Olin Slayball from Deep Creek?
I think so. I'm not sure.
Yeah, he would have.
What about Charles Wanger that lives in our old place?
He doesn't farm anymore. He piddles a little bit with farm produce, but he's basically retired. And the Wanger farm itself is somebody else farms it, I think. He may do a field or two, but he's not really a farmer.
Yeah, and we were there a couple of years ago. My siblings, we rented a place at Virginia Beach.
Uh-huh.
And we drove over there and sat by the farm. So there was a big tractor in the farm, and the dairy barn, where we used to milk the cows, it was full of chickens.
Yeah, Charles sells eggs up by the street with on a fruit stand.
there were eggs out for sale when we were there.
But the Kurtz farm is rented out to somebody. Kenny Kurtz was a little bit younger than you. I don't know if you remember him or not.
Yeah, I do remember him.
Yeah, and he's got a door and window, garage door distribution business there on the farm now. He's still around. Nelson Kurtz, his younger brother, moved out, went to Georgia, and he was a preacher.
Uh-huh.
So, and his sister Ruby still has the house there.
Okay. But that was right by the church, or right beside the church, right?
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You asked me what I remember about living there. I remember going to the canal a lot Saturday evenings. We would go to the canal for swimming. I had a boat that I've cruised through that canal several times.
Oh, really?
And I couldn't believe that I used to swim. I mean, I'm sure it was different back then, but man, when I went through there in my cruiser, it didn't look like a good place to swim, that's for sure.
Well, if you have no alternative, you do what you can when you're young.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was still there when I was a teenager, and it was a place that we went in the evenings, but now the road is completely grown over. I don't think anybody has been down there for decades.
Yeah, when we were there a couple of years ago, when we stayed in Virginia Beach, my brother David and I tried to drive down there, but it looks like the road had been closed.
Yeah.
And I think it was private property where the road used to be.
Yeah, there was another bar pit further down by Dwight Miller's store that we used to swim in too, but nobody uses that anymore either.
Was that like a rock quarry?
It was a sand pit. They had pulled sand out of it again for the airport.
Oh, okay.
And used to be a
student. Yeah, there wouldn't have been any rocks. I'd
yeah. Sure. No, we don't have rocks here. Got lots of stuff, but no rocks.
Yeah.
Well, the area's gotten affluent, and people have swimming pools now if they want to go swim, or a friend who's got one, so. You say Oliver was the only, Oliver didn't stay in the Mennonite church either? Did he join another church or just kind of fell away from the churches?
I'm not sure. He moved to, he went to Virginia Tech also. He went to Virginia Tech. And then he moved to Delaware and he worked for DuPont for his career. And then after he retired from DuPont, he moved to Bangor, Maine, to take over. His father-in-law built a number of rental cottages in Bar Harbor. He moved up there and took over the cottages.
What did David do?
Okay, David. He was a body and fender repair guy, and I think he got training in Stanton, I believe. I believe there was a body repair training place. I believe in the Stanton area, if I'm not mistaken. And so I think he worked with. Didn't Smucker have a body shop in Harrisonburg?
Daniel Smucker, yes, he did.
I believe he worked for him for a short period of time, and then he moved to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
He moved to Florida and worked for a automobile dealer for a while, and then a fellow that he worked with at the car dealer. They bought a business and had their own body repair business in Orlando area.
Well, he got there at the right time then.
Yeah, that was in the early 60s, I guess.
Are you in touch?
He had a bunch of rental houses too. I think he had about a dozen rental houses that he had. And my sister-in-law Betty still manages those.
Uh huh. Well, he's got his hands full then, or she does.
Yes. Yeah, he was pretty busy. He had a paper route where he delivered the Orlando newspaper to maybe 1,000 customers every morning.
Uh-huh.
Get up at like 2:00 in the morning and deliver the papers and then go to work at the wine shop.
Ambitious fella.
Yeah. He was the only one of us that didn't go to college.
Mm-hmm.
But he made out really well.
Sounds like all of your dad's children did better than he did.
Better than my father?
Yeah.
And no question.
Everybody,
no question,
yeah. In fact, most people of that generation, I guess the economy changed and there were more opportunities and...
Yeah, there's no question about that. I don't think I've done too bad myself, but my kids have done better than I have by a long shot.
Well, that's always a good thing.
Yep.
What were your impressions, or are your impressions of the Mount Pleasant community?
I wanted to get away from it. I did a lot of drudgery working on the farm, getting up 5 o'clock every morning on cold mornings, and I spent most of my waking time daydreaming about when I could leave. Not so much as leave the community, but leaving the farm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really want to leave the farm, and it wasn't about leaving the community so much as about having a job somewhere where I didn't have to get up at 5 o'clock every morning.
That's probably one reason the next generation did well. They were used to the hard work of a farm, and so when they got another job, they just worked hard.
Exactly. Yep, that's exactly true. I did work hard with my kids. I tried to make them work hard. After they were old enough, after they past 10 or 11, I stopped giving them money.
Mm-hmm.
And any money they had, they had to earn themselves. They had paper rounds. and they've worked hard, and they've done well. I think that might have helped.
Mm-hmm. And
How many kids do you have?
My first wife and I had two. And then we divorced. I married, do you remember, was Nancy Miller or Frances Miller?
Yeah.
Okay. I married one of the younger sisters, Evelyn Miller, that I'm sure you don't remember. She would have been about Lois's age. And we were married for 7 years, and then she left me. And I got married again to another girl who wasn't Mennonite, and she had three children, so I count those as mine too, because they were so young when we got married. And she passed away two and a half years ago of Alzheimer's. And so I've gotten married again the third time, and she's got two, so I count them all as my kids. So I guess that's two of mine and five bonuses.
You had nine siblings, right?
Yeah, and there were 10 of us.
Yeah, that was family was a lot bigger generation ago.
Oh yes, very much so. I wouldn't have minded having a larger family, but after we had the second one, my wife said, "That's it, I'm done. We're not gonna do that again."
We had three sons. We wanted a daughter, and but I figured after three that was about enough. That's all I wanted.
How many grandchildren do you have?
I have three.
Mm-hmm.
And one is only a year old.
You have any great grands yet?
No great grandchildren. But I have my oldest son Rob has two.
Uh-huh.
A grandson, a granddaughter, and my middle son Steve, who had a son when he was 50, about I guess 50, 51 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I've got a great grand who's 2 years old now.
Oh, is that right?
And I've also got a grandson. He'll only know me as grandpa. One of my wife's children had a baby last year, so I got a great grandson that's older than my grandson.
Oh, wow. Yeah, my oldest son is moved to Utah. He's in the middle of a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And he's moved to Utah. He's building a building a house on a ski slope.
Wow.
In Utah.
How old is he?
He was born in 67.
Okay.
So that would make him, what, 54 maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's about right. He's about the same age as my wife. My third wife is 20 years younger than I am. You remember Ivan Miller?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
His youngest son died unexpectedly of a stroke in his 50s, early 50s. And I married his widow.
Oh, okay.
So she wasn't Mennonite or from the community. She is now, but she grew up, I don't know, something else. But she came to work for me, and we got to know each other and like each other. So when my wife died, we got married.
So I was your first wife or your second wife?
Second wife.
Yeah. I was your second wife, okay.
Yeah, we were married 40-some years, but...
Yeah. Your dad had a brother, Freddie, right?
Yep,
Fred, yeah, I remember he drove an ice cream truck for a while.
Yes, he spent his whole life in the ice cream business.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he really did. Huh. You remember Clyde Berge?
Yes.
After Clyde died, he was married to Helen Dickerson, and Freddie married Helen Dickerson.
Yeah, okay. Did Clyde drown?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They were
in the canal?
Yeah, further down the canal. They were at Munden Point. And his brother-in-law, who was, 8, 9, 10 years old, fell in the water or was floundering or something, and he went in to save him and wound up, they both drowned.
Oh, wow.
It was unfortunate.
You have a pretty successful business, right? Do you sell real estate business?
Yeah, we've got a real estate brokerage. We've got about 70 agents.
And, is that right?
And it's kind of half traditional real estate, buying and selling, and half we do property management. We manage about 850 properties. I retired the first of the year. My son and grandson actually run the thing. My wife was running it, and then she retired the first of this month, and just goes in every Monday to kind of keep an eye on things, and I just take a look at the financials once a week to make sure they have money in the bank and nothing looks untoward, and other than that, I leave them alone.
Hey, your dad bought that gas station on the corner on
the Mount Pleasant and Centerville.
The road that goes to Fentress.
Yeah. Mhm.
Yeah. Yeah. We stopped by there and filled up with gas on the way to Virginia Beach a couple of years ago.
Mhm. Yeah. That corner has been good to us.
Yeah.
In fact, since he's left, or since he died, we've acquired 5 properties adjacent to it, including some residential properties on Mount Pleasant, with the idea that we won't do it, but one of these days our grandchildren will redevelop the whole corner again for our great-grandchildren, or somebody.
So. They'll develop it? You
tear it down and start over.
Okay.
Or sell it, whatever they want to. We won't be here at that point, so it'll be up to them.
So you sang the Little Timothy farmhouse was torn down and rebuilt, right?
Yeah, it was torn down as part of the development in the pit across from the school. They just spread out, took in his farm, and the Millers, Kenneth Miller, Francis Miller, owned the pit, or part of the pit, and put them together in one big development. And so they're all the way. You remember where Lulu? Not Lulu.
Ida.
Ida Schattinger. Yes. They go all the way up to her property, and the city has bought her property and set it aside as a whatever they are going to use it for. Nothing at this point. You're just there.
Yeah. What about the Schattinger farm? Is it developed? I used to. I remember riding around in Lobo Schattinger. So I guess it was a Mont-Lay. It was a Mont-Lay or Mont-Lay.
Yeah.
Do you remember whether it was a Model A or Model T?
I can never remember which one came second. It's the one that came second rather than the one that's first. I think a Model A, but I'm not, or a Model T. I don't know. And that was a little bit before my time because I remember he had a 1949 or 1950 Ford with the back seat out and a barrel in it so he could carry gasoline around. But, no, my dad bought that farm from his heirs and divided it up into three acre lots. And two of my brothers and one of my sisters live there now.
Oh, okay.
So they tore down the old house and built new houses. That's been 30 years ago.
Yeah, Walter was deaf, was totally deaf. And, we used to use some very basic sign language to. He taught us. He liked to play checkers. We used to remember playing checkers with him.
Yeah, he did, and he also liked to show up about supper time.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, there must be half a dozen families in the community who have stories of Walter showing up when it was time to eat and just hanging around until they invited him to sit down.
Yeah.
He had a brother who disappeared. Do you know anything about what might have happened to him?
No, his one brother was Ida Schattinger's.
Right.
But I'm not aware of the other brother.
Yeah, he had another brother who was missing a leg, and sometime in the 30s, early 30s, I think, there was apparently some sort of family disagreement, and he left home and never came back, and nobody ever heard from him again, and I've done all kinds of research to try to find out what happened to him, and the last I can find, he was in California working as a advertising trinket salesman, living in a boarding house, but can't find anything anywhere else, and nobody I've talked to, old or young, has a clue.
Yeah, no, I didn't even know there was a third brother.
No. Walter was quite a character.
Yes, he was. Definitely was.
Strong as an ox.
Yeah. I think he got deaf. I think he became deaf because of mumps, I believe.
Yeah, that's right.
And I remember my dad was definitely afraid of mumps. Anytime anybody had mumps, he wanted to stay as far away as possible.
Wise man. Yeah, I felt the same way about Kobe when it came around, and so far I've been fortunate. I've not gotten it.
Yeah, me too. I got one shot. I got the J&J shot, and I got that under protest. I pretty much had to get that to be able to see my grandkids. I haven't gotten any boosters.
That's why my wife got it. She wasn't going to get it because she's kind of a naturist, you know, and. Then when the baby was born, her daughter said, "You can't see him unless you get the shot." Next day she was down with getting the shot. So,
yeah.
Understand how that works.
Yeah. So what about all those pictures? You want me to do anything with them? I mean, you can you have access to them. I think you can copy the ones you want, but do you want me to do anything with them?
Well, would it be possible to even if you just made a list, you know, identified the picture by whatever the number is on there, the file name, and just said who it was and maybe a date and a place, especially the younger ones, because I would like to, the older ones, of course, when you all lived in the community, I would like to include all of those, but it's also, I would like to include some of after you left the community, just to show here's what happened. And I know your brothers and sisters' names, but I don't know any husbands and wives' names or any grandchildren names or anything to put on the picture.
So I started adding some captions with, I can add captions to pictures, and so you do want to see pictures of my kids?
Yeah, because I think it's, you know, one of the things that I've come across in doing this history here is that probably 80% or 90% of the people who moved here eventually moved away, or their children moved away. The church is actually quite small now. It's probably 100 people every Sunday. And it was interesting to find out what happened to them. You know, okay, they were here, they did this, they did that. Then they left. And for most of the folks here, that's the end of the story. They never heard from them again unless they were relatives. But I think it's nice to put in, here's what they accomplished after they left and went off and did. And so, you know, just a picture of the children. And I imagine by the time we get done, we'll have somewhere around 10,000 pictures there. So.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'll create another folder on that OneDrive. I'll create another folder, and I'll move photographs into that folder that I've added captions to.
Okay, I really appreciate it, because you know.
Okay, so I'll call the new folder Alan Keffer. So if you look for that folder, I think you'd still be able to use the link that I sent you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll create the new folder. I'll move photographs into there with. I'll move photographs that have captions.
Mm-hmm.
What about the old black and white ones from Fentress? Do you want those?
Oh yeah, absolutely, especially those.
Okay. All right. I don't know about dates as much. You know, I can say who they are, but okay. Dates, I don't know about
yeah.
Dates for a lot of them.
Yeah, if you just say who they are, most of the dates I can get, it's a range. It's like in Frick, I've got it divided into Mount Pleasant 1940s, 1950s, 1930s, 1920s. So when it gets that long ago, it doesn't matter if it's... July 21st, 1921, anytime in the 1920s works. And I can usually noodle out by looking at the ages and guessing how old they are on the picture and when they were born. Okay, it's got to be somewhere in this area. So let's call it the 1930s or
okay.
So forth. So the main thing is the people.
Okay.
Especially those that Your mom and your dad and your brothers and sisters, I recognize now. I know who they are. But then there's somebody else in the picture. I said, golly, who is that? Or you've got one there with your grandfather and all of his family. In fact, I think there are a couple. And I don't know the daughters well enough to be able to identify them.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll see. Maybe I can try to identify them.
Yeah. And if not, then well, they're just his family.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, well, I do appreciate that a lot.
Okay, I'll set up the new folder, and I'll, once I move some photos in there, I'll drop you an email. Do you prefer texting, emails to texting?
Text or email, either one is fine.
Okay, so is this over a cell phone?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so I can text, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, it'll be a project for me. We're about ready to head back to Maryland. I'm heading back to Maryland for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll come back to Florida after first of the year.
Okay, well, there's no huge hurry on it. I've been working on it for almost a year now, and I figure I'll be working on it for another 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm headed back Monday of next week. I have a self-driving car, and it makes the trip much, much easier with the self-driving car. Just sit there in the driver's seat. And.
How do you like it?
I love it. Man, I love it. I had a Honda, CRV Honda.
Uh-huh.
That I towed behind my motorhome. And we would drive it back and forth, and we'd switch drivers every 100 miles.
Mm-hmm.
But self-driving, I drive the whole way. unless I get too sleepy and I'm not ready to fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife might drive for half an hour or so, but otherwise I can drive the whole way. It makes it so much easier.
What kind of car is it?
It's a Cadillac 2018 CT6.
Wow. I didn't know Cadillac had a self-driving car.
Yeah, it only works on interstate highways, limited access highways. It
mm-hmm.
doesn't work around town.
Mm-hmm.
So it only works on limited access highways, which I think is better, is okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably safer than the Tesla.
Yeah.
My kids have Teslas. I don't have any interest in having an electric car, but they like them.
Very good. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me, Carl.
Okay, enjoyed it. I'll get to work on the photos and drop you a line when I have some in there.
All right, I appreciate it. I look forward to seeing
them. Okay, good talk to you.
Bye. Take care. Talk to you later.
See you. Bye.
Bye-bye.